Welcome to the podcast, where we introduce you to incredible humans who share their journeys with the mission to inspire you to harness your own inner tenacity to drive your life and career forward. And now, your host, Adam Posner.
And we are back, and we might be a little loud. We're competing against the award show here, but I'm here with Summer Delaney, who is the CEO and founder of CollabWorks. Summer, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I wish we were recording a few minutes ago, because you literally pretty much told me everything, so we really don't have nothing to talk about. No, I'm kidding, but we're going to dig into an extremely hot topic, which is the hidden job market. But real quickly, if you could just summarize, tell us a little bit about CollabWorks, real quick, about the origin.
Yeah, so...
About one-tenth of what we just spoke about
before
recording.
Yes, exactly. So CollabWorks is the first community-powered hiring platform, and we connect companies to what we dubbed the hidden job market. So those are niche newsletters, Slack communities, Discord servers, really where the best talent are networking and upskilling and discovering opportunities from sources they trust. So I am not originally from the HR tech world. I was a journalist, so love a good podcast. Going back to my roots, started my career as Katie Couric's producer. Was then on air at Channel 11 in New York, WPIX TV.
Shout out New York.
New Yorker. At the time, I was running digital video strategy for Pix, but also Tribune Media, which owned about 40 local television stations. So figuring out how do you not put traditional broadcast news online? How do you Right. resonate with new audiences? Was then at CNN, decided to get my MBA from Columbia Business School, went to Amazon Studios. And so I list all these great companies because really every job I got was through my community, through my network. I don't think I applied to a single ATS for any of those jobs. It was either a Women in Film Facebook group, a Women in Tech listserv, a Slack message from Columbia Business School that led me to Amazon.
It's all about relationships.
Your network is your net worth.
Your network really is your network, and I believe in it too. And I think we have to be careful when we talk about the hidden job market, because there's this crazy number out there, and it gets thrown around between 70 and 80% of all jobs are hidden. And that's a misnomer based as a recruiter. Now, there's a real difference between when we say hidden job market, where there's jobs that folks are... that are advertised, that people yep. are introduced to through relationships, which I believe that's what we're talking about today. We're not specifically talking about jobs that aren't listed, because me as a recruiter, if 70% of the jobs weren't listed, I don't think I'd be in business somewhere.
You know, it's interesting. So how our product works is we integrate with over 40 applicant tracking systems. We can also pull jobs through API calls or XML feeds if we're working with agencies or other distribution partners. And we use AI to essentially analyze the job to understand, okay, based on its function, so maybe it's a marketing community or a product management community, the industry, so maybe healthcare or tech or retail, or the function, so anything from intern to fractional. We essentially identify what are the best talent pools to promote the job to, and then we distribute it. And what makes our product unique is, to your point, the hidden job market can be two things. It can be reaching the people in these networks, which is what we're doing.
Right.
A lot of times there's also, we're mixing our jobs, our bots that we're automating, to those more casual jobs that are just saying, they don't even have a job description. It's like, I'm looking for a rock star marketing director.
Who do you know?
Who do you know?
It comes down to that, Summer. Who do you know?
Who do you know?
I get asked that all the time. Yep. Hey, I'm working on this. Who do you know that's good? So the power of tapping into relationships, and yes, I think eventually, and done the right way, this model could put what I do as a fee-based recruiter out of business. But at the end of the day, companies are hiring me for who I know. And that's how I'm being compensated.
And we never want to replace the recruiter, because there is so much nuance in hiring, right? It's not just about finding the people. It's walking them through the process, bringing that human to human resources and getting them in the door. So we're trying to help kind of sourcing and marketing the roles to the right channels. But we understand we're really just addressing that top of funnel layer. There's much more that goes into the hiring process to bring a great candidate to the finish line.
That's exciting. So, how long has the company been around for?
So we launched about a year ago.
Congratulations. Still
Thank
in, still
you.
In your infancy.
Still,
moving into the toddler phase.
Yeah, so this is our first transform. We started on the conference circuit at HR Tech in October, where we won the Pitch Fest out of 100 startups
awesome.
For the best
Congrats.
Use of AI. So really excited about that, and just realized I want to be out here more talking to recruiters, people like yourself, to learn more about the industry.
So as a new-ish founder, yeah. what has been one of those challenges that obviously as a founder many things happen that you didn't see coming that really kind of punched you in the face?
That's a great question. You know, I think even as a founder of a hiring company. Hiring is, you know, the biggest, you know, you got to get the right people on the bus, right? And starting a team, there's definitely a certain type of person that thrives in startups. You got to be comfortable with ambiguity, roll with the punches, wear a lot of hats. I feel really lucky I have a really great founding team that's brought this vision to life. And I think the other thing that's been really exciting is, you know, it's very rare that the idea you set out on paper is the business you end up building. You really have to work with what the market wants, what, you know, our potential buyers want. You know, we initially thought we were more of a sourcing tool. And while that's still a huge part of our value proposition, we've really had a lot of success in the recruitment marketing space as a programmatic tool of reaching these audiences to, as opposed to the traditional public job boards that people just, the spray and pray approach is not working anymore.
So what is that carrot at the end of the stick for people to ensure that they're pushing forward a good referral?
Great question. So, you know, there's a lot of referral-based platforms out there. I think what makes our product different is we're really doing the communities and the newsletters as the referral source. It's kind of a crowdsource model. We ultimately want to build a heat map of the hidden job market so that if a company is looking to hire, you know, they are looking for engineers in Salt Lake City, who are the best communities that we can find those candidates for based on historical data of how many people got to interviews through different communities or got hired through those communities, using those as the source. And so I think the other thing we're really proud of is about half of our communities have a diversity or affinity focus. So whether that is demographic.
Well, how do you ensure that?
Well, listen, you know, as you know, it's illegal to say, even if you're trying to promote diversity, that you only want to hire a certain type of person. So what we do is we really partner with these communities and we say, listen, for example, we just signed a great community partner called the Veterans Wallet. It's a great newsletter for anyone out there. This guy, Nate, he has an 80,000 person newsletter and it's mainly veterans. And the types of jobs he puts in that community are generally defense companies, high security clearance.
Right, where they need those.
And I can't say that every 80,000 person subscriber is a vet, right? I'm a subscriber, I'm not a vet.
Right.
But we can say that this is a community that promotes veterans, talks about topics that are relevant, and we're curating relevant roles to those networks. So that's really how we're trying to increase diversity, is reaching those right channel partners to find the best talent.
I mean, I truly believe in, and think about how to monetize this. So let's lift up the hood a little bit. How do you monetize the referral relationship hidden market game as a competing model to traditional sourcing and talent models?
It's a great question. So, you know, there's obviously the agency or sourcing model of a percentage commission fee. There's also been the traditional static job post model. And we've really found, while we've experienced...
Like a bounty type
exactly,
fee, right?
We really have found, in order to get our partners to be excited about actually including these jobs to their networks, we generally monetize on a cost per click or a cost per applicant model. So really it's about the performance of reaching the right candidates. It's kind of at the top instead of down funnel. So it's a much smaller payment, but many more versus, you know, that one big bounty at the
end. What's exciting you these days? What's on the horizon? Give us a little bit of alpha summer.
Well, we're really excited to announce that starting in April, we will be providing jobs and partnering with The Morning Brew. So very excited about reaching that intentional audience and getting readers in that, you know, from whether the healthcare brew or the retail brew, really matching candidates to the right jobs and making that process more efficient and better for both sides of the table. We're launching our new app this month, which is going to have great dashboards for our customers to see where the best talent are networking. We also are increasing our community experience so that they can have data on their community. A lot of times they don't know who their members are or what their job titles might be, so giving them that. And then for the talent as well, having better curated matching for jobs.
I love it. And I really do think this is the future, and I'm taking off my recruiter hat because, again, as I said before, this is what I do. That's how I build my network. It's through relationships, and relationships are the power of everything. Summer, as a founder, as a business owner, as a entrepreneur, what keeps you up at night?
That's a great question. You know, I come from the news business, and one of my founding team members, we used to work together. So power of community, keeping in touch. And I often say that a startup is a little less stressful than working in broadcast television news.
If there's anything. So you're basically saying, when I think startups are the most stressful, you're saying, no, broadcast is...
But I think one of the best trainings about working in a newsroom is you start the day every morning at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. and you have to put a show on the air at 5 o'clock. And you don't know what the news is going to be, and you don't have many resources, but you have to put something on the air. And as a founder, it's always about, you wake up every day with the new challenges, shipping new products, talking to customers, and it's been the best training ground. So what keeps me up at night is just, you know, and especially this hard market, making sure that we're connecting people to the best jobs.
I love it. So we're going to wrap it up here. But before I do, any pro tips for anyone who might be their first time or their 100th time in Vegas here? How do you stay sane at it? So it's, first of all, it's crazy. I've been to a million of these things. It's crazy to stay sane when you're at any HR, yeah, any kind of conference. But then you're in Vegas and we're, you know, lots of
I've been trying to get some sunshine. You know, I feel it's like when you're out in here, you know, you can't see, you don't know what time of the day it is.
They
especially
do that on
daylight saving time. I know. But, you know, I think it's just taking time, personal breaks, getting some fresh air.
That's how you do it. Summer, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Before we do, tell folks where they could find you, where could they connect, where could they learn more?
Yeah, so they can find us at www.collabwork.com. And we would love to connect with anyone. We also have a free directory called Community Connect of all of our community partners. So if people want to actually join these new professional communities, find these hidden job market jobs, we always like to connect people to the best networks.
Awesome. Summer Delaney, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. And you have a fantastic Transform HR.
Thank you.
Thank you. Over the last 3 years, how much market volatility have you experienced in your business? How many times have you had to hire quickly only to find yourself in a position a few months later with not enough roles to keep your recruitment team busy? Now, what if you could work with a flexible recruitment partner that you could scale up and down based on your needs without compromising on quality or culture? The good news is that solution is finally here. Matcher is a tech-enabled RPO player that made its mark in Europe and has now taken over the US by storm. Matcher combines technology, experience, and flexibility for startups, scale-ups, and corporates to quickly deliver on their hiring needs. Now, whether you're hiring across engineering, go-to-market, or G&A, Matcher got you covered. That's why Matcher's embedded sourcing, coordination, and recruiting services are trusted by companies like TikTok, Booking.com, Miro, Grammarly, Stripe, and more. To find out how Matcher can be your flexible recruitment partner, visit matcher.io. That's matcher.io. And make sure you tell them you heard about it on the podcast. Thanks.
Wisdom is forever, but for us, it's time to go. Thank you for joining us. Luckily, we'll be back with our next episode soon, jam-packed with more incredible humans. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and sharing. To join the conversation, search The Podcast on LinkedIn. And to catch up on past episodes and more info, please visit www.thepodcast.com.